Chapter 8. Understand the Feelings Triangle. It was a rainy Monday afternoon, and Jessica was running on fumes. Between back-to-back Zoom meetings, a sink full of dishes, and a toddler who refused to nap, she was barely holding it together. Just as she started preparing dinner, her 7-year-old, Caleb, burst through the door, threw his backpack on the floor. "I hate school," he shouted. Before Jessica could even ask what was wrong, her toddler's cries erupted from the other room. Her chest tightened. Her thoughts spiraled. What now? Why is everyone always so dramatic? I can't handle this. Frustration took over and she snapped. Enough. I don't want to hear it right now, Caleb. Caleb's face fell. Without another word, he stormed off, slamming his bedroom door behind him. Jessica stood frozen in the kitchen, guilt already creeping in. Later that night, Jessica replayed the moment in her mind. It wasn't just Caleb's bad day that set her off. It was her own automatic thought. I can't handle this. That thought had fueled her intense reaction. But what if she had paused and reminded herself, he's had a hard day. I've had a hard day. We're both struggling, but we're on the same team. That small shift in perspective could have created connection instead of conflict. The Feelings Triangle. Parenting comes with emotionally charged moments. Some are heartwarming, like when your child reaches for your hand or softly says, I love you, at bedtime. Others test your patience, like when your toddler throws a full-blown tantrum in the checkout line, or your teenager rolls their eyes and walks away mid-conversation. In those challenging moments, emotions can take control before you even have time to process what's happening. But what if you could pause, understand what's really going on, and respond in a way that creates more calm rather than added stress? That's where the CBT triangle can help. The CBT triangle, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Triangle, is a straightforward yet effective tool for understanding why we feel the way we do and how we can adjust our reactions. Picture a triangle with 3 connected points: the event, what actually happened, the thought, the interpretation we form about what happened, the emotion, how we feel in response to that interpretation. These 3 elements work together and shape how we experience any situation. But here's the key. If we change just one of these elements, the others will shift as well. Let's bring this to life with a common scenario. You walk through the door after an exhausting day. Before you even set your bag down, your child runs up and immediately asks for a lollipop. You say no. Instantly, she drops to the floor, screaming in frustration. Without thinking, your emotions rise. Why does everything have to be so difficult? Why can't they just listen? The event? Your child is having a tantrum because she didn't get what she wanted. The thought? Oh no, not again. I can't deal with this right now. The emotion, frustration, exhaustion, maybe even anger. Then your body responds, your shoulders tense, your stomach tightens, and your head begins to ache. At this point, it might feel like the only option is to yell or snap, because that's where your emotions are leading you. But here's the powerful part. You can shift this moment simply by changing one piece of the triangle. Instead of feeling stuck in an automatic emotional reaction, try this. 1. Change the thought. The emotion will follow. Your first instinct might be to think, why is my child doing this to me? But what if you change that perspective? Instead, remind yourself, he's not giving me a hard time. He's having a hard time. Or, she's still learning how to handle disappointment. This is part of normal development It doesn't mean I'm failing as a parent. By shifting your thoughts, your emotions will naturally begin to change. Instead of frustration, you may feel compassion. Instead of anger, you may feel understanding. And when your emotions shift, so will your response. 2. Change the action. The emotion will follow. In the heat of the moment, adjusting your thoughts might feel too difficult. That's okay. You can still shift the experience by changing your actions. Instead of reacting with frustration, pause and take a deep breath before responding. Instead of engaging in a power struggle, kneel down and acknowledge your child's feelings. I know you really wanted that lollipop. It's hard to hear no. Instead of getting caught up in the chaos, step away for a moment, if possible. By choosing a calmer response, your emotions begin to shift naturally. You feel more in control, more patient, and more capable of handling the moment. 3. Change the physical sensation. The emotion will follow. Sometimes strong emotions settle into the body before we're even fully aware of them. That's why stressful moments can leave you with clenched fists, a racing heart, or a tight jaw. Try unclenching your jaw and rolling your shoulders back. Taking a deep, steady breath before responding. Placing your hand over your heart as a calming gesture. Even these small physical adjustments send a message to your brain. It's okay. I can handle this. As your body relaxes, your emotions begin to soften too. Once you start using this tool, you'll notice how it applies to so many aspects of motherhood. Here are a few examples. Scenario 1, the sibling fight. Your kids are bickering. Again, you're about to lose it. The thought, I can't take this noise anymore, leads to the emotion, irritation, leads to the action, yelling at them to stop. Instead, shift your response. Reframe the thought. Kids argue sometimes. It doesn't mean I'm failing as a parent. Adjust the action. Take a deep breath before stepping in calmly. Scenario 2. The guilt spiral. You lost your patience and snapped at your child. Now, guilt is creeping in. The thought, I'm a terrible parent, leads to the emotion. Shame leads to the action, withdrawing and feeling defeated. Instead, shift your response. Reframe the thought. I had a tough moment, but I can make things right. Adjust the action. Apologize with kindness, showing your child that mistakes are part of learning and growth. Scenario 3, the public meltdown. Your child refuses to put on their shoes at the park and people are watching. The thought, they're embarrassing me, leads to the emotion. Anger leads to the action, dragging them to the car in frustration. Instead, shift your response. Reframe the thought. This isn't about me. My child is struggling. Adjust the action. Lower your voice. Get down to the child's level and offer a choice. Do you want to put your shoes on yourself or do you want my help? The takeaway? Small shifts create big changes. By making small adjustments in thoughts or actions, you can change the way you experience difficult moments and respond in a way that builds connection instead of conflict. The next time you feel yourself slipping into reactive parenting, keep this in mind. If you shift your thought, your emotion will change. If you adjust your action, your feelings will follow. If you change your physical state, your mind will begin to calm. You don't have to get it right every time. Simply recognizing the triangle in action is the first step toward more mindful, intentional, and peaceful parenting. Your next step. Think about a recent parenting moment that felt challenging. Now ask yourself, what happened during the event? What thought did I have about it? How did that thought influence my emotions? If I could go back, what is one part of this cycle I could adjust? With practice, you'll begin to pause, adjust your perspective, and respond with greater patience, one moment at a time. The power of validation. Validation is one of the most impactful tools you can use as a mom, not just to support your child's emotional well-being, but also to nurture your own. Amid the busyness and occasional chaos of parenting, validation creates a moment of pause. It communicates, I see you, I hear you, your feelings matter. This skill involves acknowledging and accepting emotions as they are, without trying to fix, judge, or dismiss them. Validation holds power because it reassures both you and your child that all emotions are acceptable, even the messy and uncomfortable ones. Sometimes validation is as simple as recognizing a feeling without attempting to change it. It doesn't mean you condone the behavior that may result from an emotion, like yelling or slamming a door, but rather that you acknowledge the feeling behind it. For example, your child wasn't invited to a birthday party and is in tears. Instead of saying, it's not a big deal, you'll get over it, you might say, I can see how hurt you feel. It's really painful to be left out of something special. Your toddler is screaming because they wanted the blue plate, not the red one. Instead of dismissing their reaction with, stop crying, it's just a plate, you might say, you really wanted the blue plate, didn't you? I understand why that's upsetting. Even when a child's reaction seems excessive or irrational to us as adults, validation allows the child to feel understood, an essential foundation for emotional growth. When we validate emotions, we're doing more than just offering words. We're creating a sense of security. For a child, feeling understood is the first step toward calming down. They no longer have to fight to be heard, which naturally reduces emotional intensity. And validation isn't just for kids, it's for you too. How often do you dismiss or criticize your own emotions as a mom? Why am I so frustrated about this? I shouldn't feel this way. I should have more patience. Why can't I just be better at this? When we validate ourselves, we allow our emotions to exist without shame. It sounds like, it's okay to feel frustrated right now. This is a difficult moment. Of course I'm tired. I've been handling so much today. It's normal to feel upset when things don't go as planned. Validation helps us break free from guilt and move towards self-compassion for both ourselves and our children. Sometimes parents worry that acknowledging emotions will reinforce negative behaviors or make a child even more upset. But validation isn't about approving actions, it's about recognizing feelings. For instance, if your teenager slams his door in anger, validation doesn't mean you approve of the behavior. What it does mean is saying, I can see you're really upset right now. Let's talk about what's going on. Later, you can address the behavior calmly without dismissing the feelings behind it. Validation also doesn't mean you have to fix everything. Sometimes the most meaningful thing you can say is, I don't have a solution right now, but I'm here and I'm listening. The benefits of validation. When you consistently validate your children's emotions, you're teaching them to trust their feelings. They learn that emotions aren't bad or something to be ignored. Regulate their emotions. Feeling heard helps children calm down and process emotions more effectively. Build resilience. Over time, they become more confident in handling difficult emotions because they've seen it modeled with empathy. Practicing validation. 1. Start with empathy. Before responding to a situation, pause and try to understand things from your child's perspective. Ask yourself, why might the child be feeling this way? How would I feel if I were in her position? Empathy is the cornerstone of validation. 2. Reflect back what you see. Use phrases that show you're attuned to your child's emotions. I see that you're really upset. You're feeling sad because things didn't go as you expected. It's understandable that you'd feel frustrated. It's difficult when things don't go as planned. 3. Stay calm and present. Validation is most impactful when delivered calmly. If you're feeling emotional yourself, take a moment to pause and breathe before responding. 4. Practice self-validation. The more you acknowledge your own emotions, the easier it becomes to do the same for your child. The next time you're facing a difficult moment, pause and remind yourself, "This is tough, but I'm doing my best." Validation in action. Imagine this. It's the end of a long day. You're making dinner, and your preschooler is having a meltdown because she wants to watch a show. Your first instinct might be to say, "Stop crying, it's almost dinner time." Instead, you pause, you lower yourself to her level and say, "You're upset because you really wanted to watch your favorite show. It's hard to wait when you're tired and hungry, isn't it?" You've just acknowledged her feelings. She might still cry, but you've eased the tension. She knows you're on her side, which helps her feel secure and more willing to cooperate. Your next step. This week, try validating one emotion, yours or your child's. Notice the difference it makes, both in how the moment unfolds and in how connected you feel afterward. Remember, validation doesn't require perfection. It's a practice, one that gets easier and more powerful the more you use it.